During UPR Newsline, Utah Governor Gary Herbert at the National Convention for the GOP Party in Tampa, Florida. Governor Herbert says he is working to persuade delegates to focus on the presidential candidate's ability to manage. And he says he's enjoyed the many Utahns that have had an opportunity to participate in the convention.
We are having, I think, a good time as a Utah delegation. It's certainly enjoyable. It's interesting to be involved in the process. And it's exciting because Utah is more at the forefront in this convention than other conventions that I've been to, particularly because of Mitt Romney. But the success we've had as a state is also helping us be a little more prominent as people are wanting to find out what are we doing that's causing us to have such great success in Utah economically and every other measurable way. So this has been a really exciting, fun, busy convention. There's been some great speeches. Mia Love, our own candidate for the 4th Congressional District, did a great job. Just one of the new rock stars in the Republican Party, getting a lot of national attention. Condoleezza Rice, Chris Christie, all of them, hit it out of the park. Paul Ryan did a wonderful job. The crescendo was almost, it's something you could feel that started and then had the climax at the end of his speech.
Ann Romney, everybody loved what she had to say and just seemed to envelop her personality. And some have said that maybe she would make the better candidate for president. Even the presidential candidate himself, Mr. Romney, has said, she has that personality. Have you found, as you're speaking with the different delegates, that has been an issue, the fact that he tends to be a little stiff in some respects?
Well, I can tell you every first lady is probably better than the elected official. Certainly that's true in Utah. And Ann is just a very charming personality, which very much complements, Governor Romney. They're not clones of each other. They have different personalities, and you can see the warmth and the motherliness and a good wife and the great partner that she is. Every bit, Governor Romney's equal, maybe superior. Certainly in certain aspects, she is. Governor Romney brings a very significant talent in turning things around, leadership aspects based on good principles. When he turned around the Olympics in Utah that we saw up close and personal, when he has turned around businesses and made success where there was failure was looming, as he turned around Massachusetts as a Republican governor in a very Democrat-controlled, 85% legislature, that's remarkable. That's the kind of leadership we need to have here in the country to turn the country around, and I think that's why you see that aspect of him. The human side, the less business-like side, the family man, the husband, the father, the grandfather, that's the side that Ann Romney brought to the table, and a side that a lot of people that are friends with the Romneys and close to them see and know and understand. But for the rest of America, it's kind of a new glimpse into his background and part of what he is that makes him the success that we see in the private sector and in his public life.
Now, during your time there in Florida, you mentioned you've had an opportunity to promote Utah and the good things we're doing here in Utah. How much of your time is spent talking about what you know about Mitt Romney?
Well, everywhere I go, people ask. The one that I'm able to kind of talk about that I was very personally involved was the Olympics. And I was a county commissioner at the time, and I remember the scandal that occurred in Utah, and when Governor Leavitt said at the time, the scandal didn't start with Utah, but it's going to end with Utah. And then his search began for somebody to come in and help turn around that from make a lemonade out of the lemons that we've been given. It ended up being Mitt Romney, and I thought, boy, he's got a mountain to climb. But he rallied people together, and that's the mark of good leadership, is getting people to follow and get people on board and on the same page and slashing budgets and making sure they're within their means and raising the money and getting everybody engaged in a positive way. That's the mark of good leadership. And I was just impressed with that. And I'm just happy to tell that story to anybody who has an interest. It's a story that hasn't been told as well, I think, frankly. And people from Utah can tell it better than most because we were right there and watched him do it. So we have opportunities to showcase Utah and to talk about our personal involvement with Mitt Romney, which is kind of a fun part of what we're doing here at the convention.
You share the same faith as Mitt Romney, the LDS faith, and there being on a national level and that being one of the issues that maybe some of the delegates nationwide might have questions about. Have you had those questions addressed to you, and how do you respond?
Well, a number of people have asked about it. It's more of a curiosity thing. It's certainly not a deal breaker for anybody I've talked to. It's we'd like to know a little bit more about the Mormon faith. We've heard different things, and what's the basis of this or that. And so I think there's opportunity to give some clarification. The most important thing that I think people are finding out is he's a man of faith that adheres to the principles of his faith, which are some of the common principles of all faiths, you know, and honesty, integrity, hard work, you know, taking care of your neighbor, being kind. You know, those things are part of his faith and part of the LDS faith, which those are the things that people have an interest in, not so much some of the differences in doctrine, but the good values that come out of the Mormon faith and the good values that Mitt Romney brings to the table. And then that coupled with his leadership principles of what he plans to do and will do to have America turn around, certainly economically, is the next question. What's he going to do?
Did you think that in your lifetime and as you were involved in politics that you would see an LDS candidate running for president of the United States?
You know, I really haven't thought about it much. It's I've never really gauged my support of somebody running for president or for any office for that matter based on what their religion was or what denomination they belonged to. I think because the Mormon faith is a minority religion, there's just a few million of them in America, that the odds of getting a Mormon elected to president probably are a little longer than, say, if you're Catholic or Protestant. And so from that standpoint, I think it is kind of a pleasant surprise for the Mormon community to see Mitt Romney excel and receive the nomination and has a really good shot of becoming the next president. So I think that's a nice thing. But I would support a Mitt Romney, for example, but I would not support Harry Reid because even though he's a Mormon, his principles don't align up with what I think are the right principles that will give us the appropriate outcomes in this country moving forward. So it's not about religion for me, and I think for most Mormons, I think it's nice to think that, hey, you know, a Mormon is going to be and can be the next president, but that's not the determining factor on who you vote for.
You mentioned that Utah has been in the spotlight. We had Mia Love that spoke, Jason Chaffetz, and one also aspect of this campaign that's been a little bit different on the national level has been the amount of interest the National Party has had in sending representatives here to the state of Utah. And why do you think that is?
I don't think there's any question that Mia Love is gaining national attention, and certainly with the representatives, Senator John McCain and Ram Condoleezza Rice come, and Paul Ryan was there before and is going to come back again. In support of Mia Love. I think they recognize this is a very important race. They want to maintain the majorities in the House. This is a winnable race for Mia, and I think the Republican Party is saying, whatever we can do to help Mia win this election, let's do it. And they're pulling out all the stops, and it's a race that really is winnable. It's going to be close. I think it's basically a dead heat right now, and I think Mia has a really great opportunity to win that race.
I just finally want to touch on something I've heard a lot in the press, and that has been that Mia has been, among others, that because of her race and her original nationality, that she is being used by the Republican Party to showcase diversity among the party. Has there been talk of that there at the convention?
No, you know, it's one of those things in politics. I think the people that have had speak have been good representatives of Republicans across the country and key positions in key states, showing that there's opportunity for minorities, opportunities for women. In the Republican Party, some of our brightest stars, in fact, are female minorities. And that's a great thing. It ought to be applauded, not criticized.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert speaking with us from Tampa, Florida, during the GOP National Convention. Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be with you.
We've been speaking with Utah Governor Gary Herbert, who has been participating this week in the GOP National Convention in Tampa, Florida. If you happen to miss the first portion of our interview, you can go to our website at upr.org and listen to that as well as a repeat of this program. This is Utah Public Radio.